call received from home care agency.
This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I was calling to find out, do you service Lancaster County or is it just York County?
No, we do Lancaster as well. I can assist you.
Oh, okay. I was looking into some home health care help with my husband.
Okay.
And I just wanted to, before I started to fill things out, I wanted to make sure you actually come into this area or...
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So should I do like the should I fill out a consultation?
No, we can do everything
online?
Over the phone. He's in Lancaster County. What kind of health insurance does he have?
He has Medicare, and then he also has Medigap through Highmark.
Medigap? Does he have any state insurance like Medicaid?
Yeah, isn't that the same as Medicare?
No.
Oh.
Let me check to see what he has. What's his first and last name?
Sure. Douglas Dish, B as in boy, I-S-H.
So Douglas is D-O-U-G-L-A-S?
Yes.
And the last name?
Dish, B as in boy, I-S as in Sam, H as in Harry.
And date of birth?
10-1-55.
Let me just check for you real quick, okay? One
second. Okay.
You said Lancaster County, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
We're actually in Mount Joy.
Let me get his home address while I have you on the phone.
1676 Valley View Road.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Joy.
And the zip code, ma'am?
17552.
A good number to reach Mr. Douglas?
This number, 717-471-51.
And are you going to be his point of contact?
Yes.
What's your name?
Linda.
Miss Linda, you're the wife?
Yes.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about his needs. What does he need help at home with? Any bathing, dressing, grooming, medication reminders, cooking, cleaning, laundry, taking him out, companionship. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm looking mostly for his morning routine, showering, shaving, bathing, you know, that whole thing. What he can do for himself, he has what's that called, dog? Your shoulder? No. Plexus, what is it called? He has a brachial plexus injury on his right shoulder, which has left his right arm and hand not usable. So he doesn't have feeling in there because his nerves were torn out of the shoulder. So, yeah, he doesn't use it. So anyway, it has created some issues, and when I say this, he's an incomplete paraplegic, number one, but he does have mobility. He can walk on a walker,
Yeah.
Yeah. We use a platform walker now because we rest that right arm in the platform cradle. But we also have the chair lift, you know, so he gets out of his chair, needs help with that. You know, I have a gait belt on him and I help him with that. He gets onto the chair. He goes up to the level where our bed and bathroom are, and he can walk down the hallway, but someone needs to be with him, you know, behind him. And then what I need is morning, like the whole, it takes me like 2 hours every morning, and on a shower day, it's a little longer. And then to get him dressed, do all the things, he can brush his own teeth, but I set him up for that with an electric toothbrush. He can do that. And what's the other thing he can do?
I just need the things that he cannot do. What do you need help with around the house with?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I need to know what you need done on his behalf. Not what he can do for himself.
Said,
yeah.
I'm just saying, that's the only two things. I was just trying to give you an idea. Those are the only two things he can do for himself.
Okay.
Is brush his teeth and help feed himself.
Okay.
Other than that, he needs assistance with everything.
Okay, gotcha.
Toileting, you know, walking, you know.
Dressing, grooming,
getting
everything.
In and out of bed, all of that.
Got it.
And I work full time, so it's a lot. I can't keep doing this. So I need to get help.
Okay, let's get you the help you need. He's not populating in my system right now. I'm not sure why. It's not loading. My computer's very slow today.
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Are you getting any help at home for him right now, or you're doing all of this on your own?
I'm doing it all.
Wow. Miss Linda, you strong.
Well, I've been at this for 2 years now.
Wow.
You know, he had his injury, but he had another injury that has created this new situation. So he wasn't here for like 100 days. He was in a acute rehab, which was a big waste of time. They didn't do anything for him. So now he's home, and now I'm getting therapy. PT comes in and OT comes in right now, and you know, but it's the daily grind with him that is literally killing me.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, Miss Linda. You've done so much already. I can't see his eligibility codes. What's his social, Miss Linda? Let me find him in another way.
Well, do you just need his insurance information so you can look it up that way, or what?
Yes, I need to see what he has already.
It's 175-460108.
All right, let me try it with that. Give me 1 second, Miss Linda, okay?
Okay. This is grown. Something. I don't
All right. Are you currently working with a social worker, Miss Linda, from his insurances? Do you have their information?
No.
All right. Well, I can't see anything on my end because they must be updating the website for Medicaid, and you're not sure, right? So we need to confirm his insurance for eligibility. But we're going to go ahead and submit the referral so we could get you the help that you need. Regardless, either one insurance or the other is going to cover it, okay? Miss Linda, you're going to be the point of contact for everything for him?
Yeah.
Okay. What I want you to do is grab some of my information because we're going to call Medicaid broker. We're going to get him online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets. Okay, we're just going to move forward with the referral.
Okay.
So I want you to write a Medicaid broker number down. It is an income-based program, which they're going to end up covering all his long-term care needs. Because it seems like Douglas is going to need a lot more help than just, you know, sometimes personal care, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Medicaid broker is 877-550-4227.
Okay.
Let me see if someone is here in the office that can further help you. Okay, give me 1 second. You're going to let them know when you do reach out to the broker, you know, let him know of Douglas needs, let him know, let them know that you're calling to schedule an assessment, that you would like to apply for Medicaid. If he has Medicaid already, it's going to populate in their system. So if they do, if he does, which is great, if he has Highmark with Medicaid, then it'll be just that much quicker, because then we're going to bypass the whole getting him enrolled into Medicaid and just getting him straight to do the financials and the paperwork needed to get the in-home assessment for him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you prefer a male or a female, or does it matter?
Do you have a preference, Doug? Female.
And at what start times are you looking for?
By 8 a.m.
Okay. And how many hours do you feel you're going to need some help with him?
Probably about 3 hours in the morning.
Okay. Do you need any evening hours, any afternoon hours, any bedtime hours?
No, I should be able to just continue handling that.
Okay.
Huh?
So either he has private insurance or he's going through Medicare to cover his
He goes through Medicare.
Right. Yeah, because I don't see here any Medicaid. And Medicare does not cover home care. 1 second.
Oh, okay.
So we have to apply for Medicaid regardless, because Medicaid is the only program that's covering the long-term care for home care services. So you could get that assistance and that relief you need at home while you are at work and running your own errands and doing what you need to do. So let me continue with this so that we can get you the help that you guys need.
He says I have to apply for Medicaid.
Talk to him. If you want, put me on speakerphone so he can hear us.
We are on speaker, and he can hear you.
Mr. Douglas, it's Jasmine with the Home Care Agency, okay? We're going to try to assist you and Ms. Linda as much as possible, okay? What we're going to be doing today, because I don't see that you have any type of Medicaid right now. Medicaid is the only program right now that's covering that long-term care you're going to need. We're going to try to apply for Medicaid. It is an income-based program, so you have to kind of qualify for it. The worst that they could tell you is that you don't qualify. You make so much money, you don't qualify, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to check to see, all right?
Okay. My wife's confused about what we're doing here.
Okay. What he
I'm
said?
Not confused. I understand what she said.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that we want to apply for Medicaid right now.
It doesn't hurt to try. At least you know where you stand, because the insurances that he has right now do not cover home care services. And if you needed that relief at home, it's going to cost you anywhere between $35 to $75 an hour, depending on the level of care he needs and if he needs a nurse to assist him at all. And that's not even including the three-hour minimum that is required by agencies to get the help that you need at home. So if I were you, I would exhaust all possibilities to see what's going to be your best option at the end. How are you going to go about
it? So are you saying that there's no home health care agencies that take Medicare?
Medicare doesn't cover it, ma'am. It's not the home care agencies that do not accept it. It's that they don't cover long-term care. They'll cover a visiting nurse anywhere between 6 to 8 weeks to come out and heal a wound and provide that care you need, but it's short-term. It's not long-term care.
Okay.
So with the Medicaid pays for long-term care. It pays for the services that you currently are needing.
Okay.
Yeah, and let the specialist, you know, review your status. Let them tell you, hey, you qualify for this, you don't qualify for that, so that you, Linda, know what you have available for Douglas. And then like that you can further assist him. Yeah, at least you know. You're not in the dark. Because most of these insurances don't even tell you what they cover. Like.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for somebody to respond to me to see if they can assist you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So Mr. Naftali is going to further assist you. He's going to be helping you through that call to try to get you guys the help you need at home, okay? I'm going to give you my information. My name is Jasmine, Miss Linda, and my direct number is 267-551-7400. And the agency's name is called Family First Care. It is a licensed home care agency, Ms. Linda. It's been a pleasure assisting you and Mr. Douglas. Welcome on board. And please hold while I get you the next rep on the line that can further assist you with the broker, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Please hold.
Yeah. Does this affect our Medicare though? Like, what's the difference between the two?